Welcome to the final episode of Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy for the summer schedule. Joining us live from Montreal, it's the host of the program, Andy Breckman. Welcome,
hey,
Andy.
That would be me. Yeah. Thanks, me. Wait, now I have... Oh, there it is. The echo's gone. Hey, Ken, is this a first in the history of the station? Have you ever had a host of a show hate his theme song as much as I hate mine?
No, that's never
so
happened.
So that's a first. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's worth something. What's it worth?
Well, what do you mean, what's it worth?
How much is that worth?
Well, the real question is, how on God's earth did that happen? What kind of operation are you running where the host hates his theme song?
You know, the guys, the three guys who made that theme song, they worked really hard, and they're kind of proud of their theme song. And, you know,
I guess
they beat a whole bunch of other contenders. They got more legitimate votes than anybody else.
Legitimate votes? From who?
From
our listeners?
From members of the listening public.
Exactly. Yes. No, members from the FMU listening public. That explains everything. So fine.
Well, yeah. So you've
fine.
You've really made the day for the Marcus Brody trio. Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks for that.
No, look, everyone else likes it, but everyone else is wrong. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
What's your theme song on Wednesday morning?
I don't have a theme song.
How did you arrange that?
I don't need no damn. I don't need.
You have to sleep with around here to get no theme song.
I don't need no damn theme song.
Yeah. God. Wait, are you the only show on the schedule without a theme song?
No. I had a theme song. I've had a couple of theme songs here and there.
No one cares. We're moving on.
Yeah. Okay.
No one cares at all.
Hey, Andy. There's somebody here I wanted to introduce you to.
Oh, good.
And that's the host of Between the Lines with Jackie. And that's the program that's taking over this slot for the summer beginning next week.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Thanks so much for helping us out today.
Of course.
So Jackie will be usurping the throne. She'll be filling in, and people will love her.
We'll see. Hopefully. No promises.
I'll be forgotten. No.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the petition that'll be circulated.
Oh, to replace...
Make it permanent.
Yeah, make it...
I don't think so.
Jackie, what will your theme song be?
Oh, I've got a good one.
Oh, what's that feel like? How I envy you already. Now, wait, can I ask a follow-up question, Jackie?
Sure.
Did you pick out your own theme song?
I did. I am in charge of picking out my own theme song.
Oh, damn you. Damn you. Damn you. Damn you. Okay. Well, that's great. And tell us, Jackie, about the show that's replacing me.
Well, I'm so sorry to be replacing you guys.
No,
you're all going to miss you.
Oh, you were dancing a little jig.
I was not. I believe me. I was nervous and excited. But the show is called Between the Lines, and it is a show, some people lovingly describe a show about fonts, but it's also about design, typography. It's just about visual communication. So
it's a show about fonts?
Yes, it's a show about fonts.
Oh, I am so relieved. Oh, thank you.
People will be missing you, see?
Oh, I was so worried. Oh, thank God. Okay, no, that sounds great, Jackie. A show about fonts.
Why, Andy?
A radio. No, wait, hold on. Wait, there's more. It's a radio show about fonts.
Yes, we are going to vividly describe the fonts for everyone.
Yeah, no, you better really take your time with those descriptions. Really great idea for a show. Oh, thank God.
Let's see, as I recall, Monk used Comic Sans. Did it not?
Wait, then I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, I think Monk was a Comic Sans show. So your new show, Einstein, Andy, what font are you using for that?
I have no clue.
Jackie, what kind of font would appeal?
Jackie, is this a little taste of the kind of fun you're going to be having for
next
3 months? Uh-huh. I don't know what kind of font.
Probably Wingdings for anything that Andy's working on.
What kind of font would appeal to people in the 80 to 89-year-old demographic? Because that's Andy.
Kids, be quiet. Everyone be quiet. The font show is starting.
It's starting next week. This is still...
It's starting next week.
What is your show called again? And you keep changing the name.
Yeah. Don't disturb daddy. Don't disturb daddy from 6 to 7. The font show is on.
That's what they're going to say.
That's what everyone's going to say.
Can't
oh, my
wait.
God. You are so sweet. I was so worried that nobody would miss me. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie.
Imagine how you'll feel, Andy, when the petition starts up and people prefer the font
then
show.
Then you're going to be really upset.
Yeah, I'll come back and every phone call will be about fonts and I won't know what's happening.
So
oh, no, it'll be great. No, it's long overdue, a radio show about fonts.
No, so you're on a roll. Now you've...
Jackie, do you understand that it's an audio-based
what?
Medium? Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
I'm very good at describing things. I pride myself on
well,
my
I don't
visual,
know why I'm mocking
vivid
you
descriptions.
Because, yeah, no yeah, you'll almost have to be good at describing things.
Oh, yeah. I've been practicing in the shower.
So now you've mocked and insulted the Marcus
yeah.
Brody Trio, who did our theme
done.
Song.
Done. I checked that off. Done.
And now you've mocked and insulted Jackie, who's taking
done
over
and
our
done.
Slot.
He wants to be
yes.
chased out of here by pitchforks, everyone from
well,
WFMU.
I don't know why I'm mocking Jackie for a her font show, because today, Ken, you and I will be looking at people's scars, even more visual, you could argue, than fonts, even harder to describe.
And more disgusting.
Certainly more disgusting than
yeah.
most fonts.
More
Jackie,
tasteless.
What would you say is the most disgusting font?
I mean, you've got a lot of goosebumpsy fonts, a lot of Halloween fonts out there.
Yeah, it's
pretty
exactly,
drippy
the
horror goosebumpsy. Fonts.
Yeah, what's
they're
the drippy?
The
what's that drippy horror font that the cramps use?
I don't know what it's called, but it's probably hand drawn.
And WFMU
yes,
used it.
Yeah, with
too.
The blood dripping.
That's a good
down.
One.
Yes, that is goosebumpy. Yes.
Well, what
this
is your favorite?
The kind of fun we're going to be having for the next 9 weeks.
What's your favorite font, Andy?
I don't. Well, give me some. I don't even know.
Can,
I wouldn't even know how to begin.
Can
to.
You? Can you name a single font?
See, because I have a life,
yeah.
I really don't know how to respond
fonts
to
fonts are question. My life, though, Andy.
Well, listener Robert is suggesting that for your Einstein show, which has an extremely old demographic.
Wait, hold on, everyone. Listener Robert has a suggestion about the font we might use on this CBS show. Okay, is everyone listening?
Oh, is your whole team there?
Yeah, everyone, yeah. And if you're listening at home, make sure you turn off. Don't operate any heavy machinery.
Fractor.
Just going to go off the road. This
fractor?
Is going to be so exciting.
Fractor.
I don't.
Yeah,
think
Fractor.
I know
good
that
choice,
font.
Listener Robert.
Yeah, fractor because it's falling apart just like the Einstein viewers.
I love yeah, that.
You mean they're so old?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about fonts. You pick them; they have meaning you don't even know about, but inherently you know that it was an insult.
CBS television is, I think, the only media outlet that has an older demographic than WFMU.
I think.
Amazing.
I think you're
but
right.
True.
We're racing to get our production finished and to get on the air before the audience dies off completely. It's kind of a race we're having. What is the average age of a WFMU listener?
I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
No,
liar.
I don't.
You liar.
I don't.
Okay, but when I asked that question, what number occurred to you?
46. You don't like
what the hell you're talking about.
You don't like.
You have no idea.
You don't like that number.
Jackie,
oh, because it's exactly half of the CBS audience.
You know, when I had my show Monk on, I started Monk, I was 46 years old, and that was the average age of our viewers. And then season two, of course, I was 47 years old, and the average age of our viewers was 47. They were getting older with me. I was writing exactly to my own demographic.
And what's the punchline to that story?
That's pretty much my whole story. That's my anecdote.
I thought it was a sad story.
Can you tell that
story? By the way, if you're interested, that's the last anecdote I have. I timed it out perfectly, and now I'm ready for vacation.
Oh, so that means we're going to be hearing that anecdote a few more times then.
Today. But
yeah.
That was it. I'm out of stories.
That's why you guys are taking a break. Get more stories. Come back.
Yeah, why are we taking a break exactly, Andy?
I think it's because of my assistant, Eve. I think you were so rattled when I put Eve on the air instead of myself 3 weeks ago. I think you were worried I would be doing that every week.
That thought did occur to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
I feel like that's why I'm here too, a little bit, Ken.
I'm sure you. We all have Eve to thank. Well, that's so funny. Now, Jackie, what will be the theme of your first show next week?
I'm not positive I want to announce what the theme will be, but it will certainly be around design and fonts, so you can guarantee that.
extra bold fonts?
Serif, sans,
no,
lab
you
gotta
serif. Say that. You gotta work.
I know.
I gotta
workshop this. Yeah. But I'm hoping to do, you know, interviews and have guests and also take calls and
yes, of course.
Of course.
Of course you are. Of course you're hoping for that.
I'm hoping for it. I'm very hopeful, optimistic person.
A man's reach should exceed his grasp.
All right. Well, back to our original design concept for tonight. We are asking listeners to post pictures of their scar on today's chat board.
And then you and I and Jackie will try to guess the story behind the scar, either how you got the scar or how your scar was addressed medically, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, this is something you're good at, Andy?
I've never been beaten. I've never been beaten by any scar.
And
I do it. It's a party trick I do.
Do you have any scars yourself? Hello?
I do not have a single scar. Maybe I do. I had my uvula removed, but that was kind of in the back of my mouth.
Yeah.
Did I have a scar there?
Oh, and you had your hippocampus removed at one point, didn't you?
I don't know what that means, but thank you.
You're
welcome. Tell me what that means.
It's just part of your brain. It's one of
I had to have about 6 years ago, I had to have a penile reduction a procedure.
Were you awake for that?
Oh, I insisted on that, yeah.
Did they give you the video or did they give you the extra the extra pieces?
No video. My neighbor did it.
I see. So no problem. He gave you the extra pieces that they removed.
Oh, sure. And hey, that would be, wouldn't that be a great marathon premium that we could auction off?
No. That's the advantage of going to your next door neighbor instead of a doctor. Because when I had my horn removed, the doctor would not give it to me.
He kept your horn?
Yeah, the second they got the horn off my head, they said it doesn't belong to you anymore.
Yeah, I think it's an exhibit now in the Jew Museum in Parsippany. They have a whole shelf of horns.
Yes, they do. But I wanted to have it for myself. I wanted to have my own Jew Museum.
You know what? Maybe a show about fonts. Maybe that's not such a terrible idea.
Yeah, what is this show about?
Now I'm getting your point, Jackie. What a refreshing change of pace next week's show will be.
So we need to give people some instruction on what they should do. They should take a
picture of your scar.
Take a picture with your scar and then go to imgur.com. And you can upload it. It's very easy. And then post.
What does IMGUR stand for?
Imager.
Right. Imager.
Yeah. Imager.
Yeah. Thanks for derailing the instructions, Andy.
That's what I do, my friend.
You go to imgur.com. You upload the image and then you post the link on today's chat board, which can be found at WFMU.org.
No one's going to be posting their scars.
Well, I posted my scar.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait, is it up here now?
Yeah, it's up there. Go to 606. Look on the right-hand side.
What is 606? The time?
It's the time.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
We're doing it this way so that you
meet. Wait, my scar? Wait, do I click on that? Oh, there it is.
You click on the freaking link.
Oh,
dear
I
God,
see it.
Kenny, wait, what am I looking at?
That's my wrist.
Wait, baby, what's that about?
Well, you've never been beaten. You tell me.
Wait, is there a story behind that scar?
Yes, there is.
But a scar on a wrist, sometimes that's a very sad story.
Oh, no, this is a hilarious story.
I know. I've been begging you to consider suicide for years, but you never do.
I did it. I did it in the funniest way you can imagine.
I've been dropping hints for like 30 years. But wait. Okay, wait. So hold on. Wait. Okay, so that is a scar. It's right where the palm meets the end of your arm.
It meets the wrist. That's the...
Oh, can I guess? I have an advantage because I know and love you, and I've known you for years. Can I guess?
Yes.
Is this water skiing? A water skiing accident?
No. Not a
water. No, I can imagine the pole going right through, though.
Does this have anything to do with masturbation? A horrific masturbation accident?
No.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, a scar on your wrist. Wait, Jackie, are you looking at it?
Well, I can't guess this one because Ken told me before the show what happened in this scar. But it is a funny story.
Well, funny.
Can I give you a hint?
Is it a Ken Friedman funny story?
No, it's a very regular person funny story.
It's objectively funny.
Can I give you a hint, Andy?
Yes, please.
I got this scar when I was about 4 years old.
Okay. I'm gonna say it again. Masturbation? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that a different scar?
When you're learning, when you're learning, when it's all new, you make mistakes. Okay, hold on. 4 years old. Oh, baby, did you fall off a bike or something?
No.
Okay, the only hint I have is it's a story that Ken Friedman would think might be funny. That's my hint.
How about tell him what material was involved?
Okay, yes, glass.
Dear God, now that's off-putting.
Glass was involved.
Oh, my baby. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, no, wait. Something fell. Something broke. A vase. Something in the kitchen.
No, I'm going to tell you. You'll never guess.
You went through a glass. You went through a window.
I went through a glass door.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot how stupid you were. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
I was excited to go outside and play.
Yes, excited. You were excited. You weren't stupid.
I wanted to play.
I remember now.
I wanted to play with my pal Johnny, who lived across the street.
He was outside.
He was on the other side of the glass door.
That damn Johnny.
And the door was in my way. So I stuck out both my hands to push the door, and I ran full speed towards it.
Yeah.
The best part about this scar is you have two because you have it on both
right.
wrists.
But they're different.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, they're not identical scars.
Do you think Johnny at some level was flattered that you were so determined to play with him?
I tried.
I would be. Nobody's ever run through a glass door to play with me.
When I came back from the hospital,
yeah,
I tried to blame it on Johnny.
Are you still in touch with Johnny?
No.
Man.
Oh, people are.
He must have been wonderful.
People are posting their scars.
Oh dear God!
This is great.
I so regret this.
All right.
I so regret this.
All right. So let's look at non-mouse's scar. That's at 6:19.
Oh, what time did that come in?
6:19.
Okay, I'm sitting here with Eve, and he is actually manipulating the cursor.
Oh, this looks like a punching scar.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's an angry man punching the wall.
Okay. You know, 6:19.
Emergency rooms have a lot of hand injuries from guys who get angry and punch the wall. It's true.
No, it's interesting.
Every guy has punched the wall.
I think all men should be given mitts. They have to wear them around.
Andy, you've punched the wall, right?
Jackie, the rule is here. I guess no one gave you a little briefing. No one can be funnier than me. The mittens line was borderline hysterical.
I'm so sorry, Andy. I'll be funny next week.
Yeah, just watch it. You can be funny, but not funnier than me. You know what I think? There's so many men hitting the wall.
Yeah.
I think mittens should be issued to men. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Hey.
I don't know where these zingers just come from.
Yeah. Will you tell that story you told earlier? The one that is, I can't remember what the hell it was about, but it was your last zinger?
No, I don't remember either.
Yeah. So we want non-mouse to come, to call, right? To call us.
Yeah, we want to hear the story.
Yeah, we want to hear the story. So non-mouse.
You know, I'm looking at his fist. I see the knuckles, but I don't see quite where the scar. Oh,
it's
I see. The scar is between
yeah.
knuckles 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You can't miss it. You can't miss that
you
scar.
You think that's from just from a snapping and a kind of a flash of anger?
Yeah, that's my guess. What do you think, Jackie?
I think definitely he punched some, maybe also glass was involved. It looks like a little V, so it's got a shard.
Yeah.
Sorry, I see letters everywhere.
Yeah, it does look
Wouldn't
like
that
a
be,
V.
Yeah, you're looking at the font.
That's, yeah, scar. What font is this scar?
Maybe his neighbor Johnny was outside and his mom wouldn't let him play with Johnny. Maybe we could blame Johnny for all of our scores.
So non-mouse, give us a call at 201-209-9368. Let's check out Guile's scar. He posted it at 6:20.
Okay.
Let's see here.
So we need these guys to call us.
Yeah.
I'm seeing an ad on Imgur.
Otherwise, there's no...
Okay. There's nothing there.
There's no way to verify who's right and who's wrong.
Are you guys seeing the scar? I'm not seeing.
I'm not seeing Guile's scar. I don't know.
No,
what happened.
They're not seeing it either. Eve is having trouble bringing that one up.
Yeah, let's look at PMD's scar.
Oh, PMD, what time did that come in?
I
see it. Yeah, we got it there.
Yeah. Okay.
So how do they upload the scars? Do you want to repeat that, Kenny?
Go to Imgur, Imgur. com.
Oh, this looks
Dear
like
God,
a rough
wait. Oh,
one.
Now look, it's another hand.
Another
scar.
Hand scar.
Hands are the front lines of the scar battle.
That one looks like
well,
it was
well
a,
put, Jackie. Hands are the
Thanks,
front
Andy.
Line of the scar battle.
I would guess 75% of scars are going to be on people's hands.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh yeah.
Well, there's a lot of masturbating going on. Crazy wild masturbating.
That one looks like, this looks like a shark bite.
That's a fertility clinic masturbating. Yeah, that's a shark bite.
Yeah. All right, we have a call.
Oh, dear God, we have a call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Dear God, this is working.
Hi, you're
to?
On the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's
How's
this?
Going?
Who's this?
This is Non-Mouse.
Oh, hi, Non-Mouse. We were just looking at your scar.
We were just admiring your knuckles.
Yeah, you have a V-shaped scar between knuckle 2 and 3.
Okay, so,
Non-Mouse,
some of us think you were hitting a wall out of frustration.
No,
marriage is tough. Marriages are tough. And there's the proof. I think you got into a fight. I think you were in a bar fight.
I'm saying hitting a wall. Andy's saying got into a fight. Jackie, you want to take a guess?
I'm going to be boring and also say hitting a wall. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I think you were in anger management and got out, and now you've got a stable job and career based on the hand sleeve with the checkered shirt. So I think you got your life together after your anger.
I think it was. I think
rage.
You got into a bar fight, and I don't know what you were fighting about, but I would guess, if I had to guess, it was not about fonts.
Oh, I'll Nobody fight someone about fonts.
I know you will, Jackie, but you won't find anyone that will fight you back.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe that's the show next week.
Okay, Non-Mouse.
Yeah, who will fight me about fonts?
Non-Mouse, okay. How did you get your scar?
How did I get my scar? It was the days before YouTube, and I was trying to change a burnout headlight in a vehicle. And I had the right idea at first, but the connectors weren't coming apart, and I started disassembling the thing the other way around.
Oh, my God. I could just picture it. Yeah. And you got so frustrated that you ran inside and hit a wall.
Oh, no. I eventually got the bulb to pop out of
the
socket.
So the bulb,
but
the
it,
bulb
it was so stiff that when it came apart, my hand punched. The housing with the stabilizing springs in there, and one of them like severed the extensor tendon in my ring finger.
Wow.
And it was so sharp I didn't even feel it. I was just excited to have the light bulb out.
Oh my gosh.
Did you go to the ER?
Is there
Eventually, yeah. I was visiting a friend in Rochester, Minnesota.
And like two weeks later, you finally made it to the ER.
Well, later that night, but yeah, I didn't even know I'd cut myself. Like, one of the friends was like, "What's all this blood on the floor?" I was like, "Huh,
so
I don't know."
So this is indirectly another friend-related injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your
just
friend's
like Ken's
fault.
Was
it your friend's car? His headlight?
No, I was out of town visiting them, and I knew the headlight was burned out, and I didn't want to.
Exactly.
It was
you were
8 hour drive
from
home.
Any service station. Yeah.
And I figured I'd get pulled over left and right, having a burnout headlight. I was like, I need to fix this before this long drive.
So it really was their fault.
I guess for pointing out that it was burnt out, sure.
Yeah.
Having friends will do it. And then is there anything in life that you wish that you cannot, you can no longer do? Has it affected your life at all?
No.
I know it's made marginally more interesting. Marginally. I mean, you have the story to tell. You have one, you know, you have at least one go-to party story to tell.
I guess. I mean, I severed the tendon. Like, I couldn't extend a finger.
If you told me that story at a party, here's what I would be thinking. At least we're not talking about fonts.
I knew you were going to be a hater, Andy.
I'm not a hater.
Oh, you are a hater.
The truth hurts.
Such a hater.
We do have some other good scars coming in.
Yeah, we have some.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Do we have
a gnarly one?
Thank you, Non-Mouse.
Okay, we're going to keep looking at
scars. Great story.
Great story. Yeah, that story had something for everyone. Headlights.
Non-stabilizing springs, I think.
Yeah,
right?
the threat of being pulled over on Highway 80.
Okay, we have a lot of scars showing up on
the
chat board.
Next,
gosh, there's just so many good ones.
Oh, my God, we are flooded.
There's Steve-O's. Let's see, what was Steve-O's?
What time is that, and we'll find it.
Oh, Steve-O has Steve-O. Like, it looks like it's on the... Achilles tendon region.
But wait, what time did that come in, Kenny?
Oh, Steve-O came in at 6:22.
Whoa.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, I'm looking at it. Oh, baby. Oh, my baby.
Ian Harrison. Ian Harrison also came in at 6:22.
Well, no, Steve-O had serious stitches. Oh, my baby.
Oh, my God. Honey. But look at Ian Harrison. It's on his neck.
Oh, no. Okay, that's Steve-O. Now we're looking. What time did that come in?
That's so scary.
So also 6:22.
That one. Ian Harrison. Yep.
That's like a face-off scar.
Oh, my baby. No, on the neck. Oh, my God. That's life-threatening. No, that's a life-threatening scar.
Yeah. And Slow Suzuki. Let's see. Slow Suzuki came in.
This is not a good
show,
Ken.
Whoa. 6:23.
This is not a good show. Ken, get me out of this show. Ken.
This was your idea, Andy.
Ken.
I called
Jackie. Tell me some more about what's your favorite font.
Running back to the font.
I get it. Yeah,
so interesting.
What does the New York Times famously use?
Look, I want to talk about these scars.
The New York Times has their own font, right? Isn't it called New York Times?
It is called New York Times.
Yeah.
I got to get me my own font.
I guess it was originally a hand done, like hand created font.
The hand lettering, for the masthead.
Well, you don't want to reveal too much, Jackie, because that could be like a three-parter, the New York Times font.
It could be.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have Keith in Belmore, New York.
Okay, hold on. Keith in Belmore.
At 6:26.
But wait, we need people to call. Give the phone number.
Oh, why do we sometimes follow these links and there's nothing there? It's weird.
Kenny, give the phone number again. The
phone number is 201-209-9368. Peter from Saranac Lake is sending us a scar fresh off.
Oh, my God. These are horrible.
Fresh off the press.
Oh, my God. Some of them have sutures and, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're scars, Andy. They're scars.
I know, but some of these, I know. Eve is throwing his hands up a little bit. I guess not every...
Oscar.
Upload is successful.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see Oscar in New Milford's?
No, baby. Whoa. No, baby.
Oh, it's an S.
It's in the shape of an S.
Well, that's
pretty cool.
He so loved Superman as a boy.
Did he slide down
and
a slide?
He was not
with
a very bright boy.
Hey, we have a call. We have a call. Hang on,
okay,
Jackie
go
and
ahead.
Andy.
We have a call. Okay. Thank the Lord.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, 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 yes. I'd like to talk about my scar.
It's Oscar.
I got hit by a car.
Okay, Oscar.
And I
hold
put
on,
the picture
hold on.
Up.
Wait, which one is Oscar?
It's Oscar New Milford. Let's talk about my scars. Big. I was in surgery for 8 hours, man. I was in ICU for 3 days. What else do you want to know? Don't hang up on me.
Surgery for 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, can I please say something, please? I want to thank Jackie for the Adirondack chairs and the shelving. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that.
What the hell are you talking about now, son?
Yeah, you built the Adirondack chairs and you put the shelving up. You put the shelving up, and thank you for that.
Have you been in my house?
No, but I listen to the shows. I listen to the shows, so
I know
that you keep him away from tools and everything. So
he's talking
you.
About
thank you again.
Bucci.
Yeah, because
he's
talking
about Bucci.
Yeah, he should be thinking about artistic and entrepreneurial endeavors, not furniture building. Thank you again. Thank you
sure.
again.
Sure.
Okay, so
wait,
Oscar.
What is the story? Yes. But wait, what is the story? How did you get injured?
He was hit by a car.
Yeah,
he was hit by a car.
Damn car.
So, Oscar, tell us about the lead up to you getting hit by the car.
You know what, man? I was working late at work. I was in California, and I was seeing this woman but it was like whack, man. It was like online, and I was talking to her at work, and I was like late night, and I was like, oh, you know, it's time to go home, and it was like midnight, and I was like, it was late at night, and I didn't see the car coming, and then that was it. And then the next day, I was like, I woke up in the hospital, man. My head was huge. It was huge, so that would explain. But I was already, like, not really.
Okay,
no,
so it's a.
Would explain
it's okay
almost
now. I'm
everything.
Fine now. I'm fine.
It's a booty. Yeah, it's a booty fine. Call scar. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually a really pretty scar.
That, yeah.
It's a cool
wait, now,
little
who told
head.
You,
I love it.
What,
thank you,
what
yeah.
doctor? What
yeah,
certified
and
doctor
you
told you you were
not
fine?
Not hanging up on me and everything. I love the show. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Oscar.
Whew.
Did you get that story, Ken?
Yeah.
He was walking home. He was flirting with some woman. I guess he was on the phone. He was distracted.
Yeah, he was going That'll to get. Happen. He was going to get laid. He wasn't paying
Damn
attention
women.
To where
Damn
he was.
Damn women.
And so
Damn it, women.
He got
They
hit.
Don't care.
He
they
got,
don't care.
He got hit by
You'll
a car.
Hit by a car. They don't care.
We
and,
don't.
To show his love for this woman, he had the scar done in the shape of an S.
Yeah, and his head was huge. His head was also injured, but he's fine now.
Yeah, he's fine.
Didn't,
yeah, you
didn't
can tell.
Stitch up the
100%
head.
Yeah,
now.
You can tell by the way he talks how fine he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I wonder how the doctor could look him in the eye and say, you're fine now.
Okay, we have more calls from people who
oh,
sent
boy.
Us their
oh, more
scars.
Calls. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Ian from Harrison. Do you want to learn about the scar on my neck?
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, the neck
oh, that's the scar.
Scar
on the neck.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Oh my baby.
This is the one where you're wearing kind of a red shirt, a red printed shirt. Yeah.
But it looks like a scene in. It looks like the first scene from Hang 'Em High, the Clint Eastwood movie.
Or maybe it's a scene from Face Off, where
that's what I. Yeah, it definitely looks like.
Because it looks like they replaced your entire face.
So. I didn't get anything replaced. I got something removed. It was under the supervision of a medical professional.
Oh, that's good.
I had to get my entire thyroid removed when I was 24.
Whoa. Oh, baby. Oh, okay. How old were you?
I was 23, which is a crazy young age to have your whole thyroid removed.
Oh, that's too young. Oh, my baby. And then how has it affected your life?
Not drastically. I got to like take a pill every day to like do the thyroid
okay.
stuff.
Oh, to replace
that,
what the thyroid would do. But it saved your life, wouldn't you?
Fine.
It saved your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
So what did you have Graves' disease?
No, it was like straight up cancer. Like I had thyroid cancer.
Oh my God,
like,
my baby.
Go.
But it saved your life. So hey, the next time
sure,
somebody says to you, "Oh man, wouldn't it be cool if we lived in the 16th century?" You know what you say to them? You say modern medicine. You show them your scar.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Considering that they opened up half your head and chest, it's a nice scar, Ian, I got to say.
It's a great scar, yeah. It sort of goes all the way around my neck. And they sort of just opened it up like a tent flap.
Good gosh.
My God. It's really
Dear
metal.
God, baby. Oh, baby.
It's very rock and roll. I feel like you could talk about this on first dates, definitely. Put it on your
If you do talk about it on first dates, my advice to you, son, is avoid the word tent flap.
I thankfully was already in a relationship, so tent flap fly.
I think my advice to you, if it's worth anything, let that be the last time in your life you say the word tent flap.
Well, tent flap is two words, Andy.
Yeah, thank you, Ken.
Well, thank you, Ian. That's a hell of a story. Hell of a scar.
Story. Wow.
Hell of a scar.
Hell of a scar.
Thank
hell of a
scar. Ian. Thank you.
That might be scar winner.
Yeah. So we're asking
people. Next week, fonts.
Damn right. Next week is fonts.
Right,
fonts that look like scars.
In case you're just joining us, Jackie is taking over this slot for the summer. It's 3 months worth of shows. And
this summer will be 100% tent flap free. On WFMU.
And if neither Andy or I die during the summer, we will be back in September. Are you are you planning on being very careful this summer, Andy, and not dying?
I really will miss my Wednesdays with you, Ken, and I look forward to coming back. When would we come back? When is the summer schedule over?
I guess our first day back would be September 10th.
Yeah, I won't be here.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
Something came up.
We have another scar holder on the line. Hi, you're on the
air.
Dear
God.
Hi, I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either. Hi, Pam.
Oh, wait, no, it's a woman.
Hi, I had to call in.
Pam, did you post a scar?
I did.
Okay, I'm
looking
for it.
Okay, what time did you post it?
It was the PMD one, so it's
here it is. Wait, is that it? Wait.
PMD.
Oh, wait, hold on. We'll find it.
I'm a-looking.
Okay.
It was 6:20. Oh, no, sorry.
It's all right. PMD? Is it PMD?
Yeah, PMD.
Oh, then go here. I saw them down here. And then did you write something?
Maybe it didn't post for some reason.
Oh, it's 6:21.
6:21 PMD. 6:21.
Okay.
Hang on, baby.
Let's bring it up.
Hang on,
the hand above the keyboard.
On the hand,
On the left side of the hand.
My baby.
Oh, wow, that's Pam.
Oh, no, baby. Wait, we've already
so
seen
Ken,
that one,
Ken
we?
Said it was a shark bite.
Yeah, I said it was a shark bite.
Oh, no.
I think
it was a Mako
shark is what it looks
Can
like.
Was glass involved in that?
Am I supposed to say? No, absolutely not.
Did you fall off a ladder?
I did not.
Was it a basking shark?
Basking?
Basking.
Ken's the closest so far.
Did a ladder fall on you?
No, Ken's the closest so far.
Okay.
What did Ken say?
I said it was a shark.
He said something about a shark.
And I guess
it has to do with the ocean.
No, don't
get
bit by a shark.
Did you fall off a boat?
No.
Okay. Was it a great white?
It was not.
Was it a stingray? That sounds close.
Well,
a tiger shark.
It was a tiger shark. It was connected to a stingray.
Oh.
Something
was it a hook? A fish
to
hook?
A stingray.
No.
Oh, was it a hook? Oh, where, I think you
so,
were fishing.
So say, what's in the ocean? Besides animals,
salt water, lots of it.
My uncle's neighbor, the guy who mysteriously disappeared. Maybe you read about him like about 10 years ago in Queens.
Oh, yes,
I did.
The guy who disappeared.
I stayed out of that part of the ocean when I read about him.
Well, you got
okay. So what
Pam,
else?
You got sea lions, you got sea urchins, you got sea cucumbers.
Are you talking about the tail of the stingray?
You got
manta
rays?
No. So, manta ray is different than a stingray.
Is it a ladder that somebody threw into the ocean?
It's basically
a ladder.
What's the ecosystem that's down there? Yeah, ladder.
Oh, coral. Coral.
Coral, exactly.
Coral.
Oh.
Really?
Wow, you.
So I was doing I'll never do one again. But it was at the time when I was married at the time, and my ex-husband wanted to do a night dive and see the stingrays. Whatever,
yeah, I had a feeling it was your ex-husband's
fault. And it was horrible, horrible swells, and I got thrown into coral.
Oh, what kind of coral?
What kind of ex-husband?
Sharp. All coral is sharp.
Sharp coral?
Sharp coral. Isn't all coral sharp or no? I don't know.
So did it hurt more because you were bleeding into the salt water?
I was hoping to see a shark after I got cut, but no, I felt nothing. I was too freaked out.
Did they tell you to soak it in urine?
Yeah, exactly.
Afterwards,
I immediately peed on it when I was in the water. It didn't seem.
Oh, you should have called. You should have called Ken because there's a whole room on the third floor at WFMU filled with jars of DJ urine.
Oh, cool!
Just in case, just for this kind of circumstance.
Body part in there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna miss you guys. Go talk to some other people with better scars than me.
It's a pretty good.
It's a good scar, and it's a great story, Pam. Thank you.
And it's great to hear the story. The story had something for everyone. It had a marriage in trouble.
Ladder.
Bye, Pam. We'll see you again in September.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that's all the time we have, right, Ken?
No, we still have another 15 minutes, Andy.
No!
Yes.
No!
And we have a lot more scars.
Are people still sending scars?
Yeah, people are still sending scars. So we want you to send your scar, upload it to imgur.com, post the link on our chat board, and then give us a call at 201-209-9368. Let's see here. Bearded Wonder just posted one. Ooh.
Okay, what time did that
come in? Oh, my gosh. That's a good one.
Oh, dear God. No, not another risk. Wait, these are all hands.
Bearded
Wonder. No, baby, I'm looking at him. No.
624.
Bearded Wonder at 624.
Yeah. And
was this the leg one?
We spoke to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, baby. No.
What? What happened, Andy? What's the matter?
That's a real deep, genuine scar right on the guy's calf, right on the...
That looks like a torn ACL.
Oh my God, that looks like another car accident.
Wow, you see what a big softy Andy is, really?
What a baby.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hey, but Jackie, check out the size of that guy's toes.
I know.
I'm talking to Jackie. Have you ever seen anything like that, Jackie?
I feel like he's using some sort of extender.
Jackie,
get a
copy of that. Put that in your
You know what they say.
Yeah, Jackie, check it out.
Yeah, you could eat a sandwich
Jackie
with
those things.
You
Photoshop the scar out of that picture.
I know. When I said, holy cow, I was talking about his feet, not the scar.
Jackie, what's your anything like that in your life? Jackie.
No comment.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, it's Steve. Steve O.
Steve O. And let's see, are you the guy with the collarbone?
No, it was the... Ankle.
The ankle. Oh, my gosh.
What time did Steve-O join?
622, I posted.
622, Andy. And it
622.
Has, you can see the little suture marks.
Yeah.
It's a very...
Oh, that was a cool one.
A very profound scar.
Oh, no, baby. That's
that
not
cool
a good one either. You've had stitches. Oh, baby.
Well, most of these people, Andy, have had stitches.
So you made it to a real grown-up. Certified doctor.
So, okay, we have to guess how Steve-O got this really, really...
This is your
ankle?
We're
looking at your left ankle? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes. Left ankle.
Okay, left ankle.
Oh, your right ankle. Dear God, honey.
No, he said
whatever you did, don't do it again.
He said left ankle. So that's the inside. That's kind of...
This feels, if your shoes are off, it's another beach or ocean injury, potentially.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the stitches are from a scalpel.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. That doesn't help me.
They had to open up his ankle.
That's a hint, I can tell you.
They had to open
up. Baby, I don't even want to listen to this. I don't even want to hear this.
They opened up his ankle.
What's your favorite font?
They opened up his ankle to remove something from inside.
Don't say tent flap. Don't say tent flap.
Tent flap.
There was a small alien creature living in my ankle.
What's that?
What?
No, just kidding. I fell and broke my ankle.
You fell.
And you got that
they
scar?
Cut it open.
But that's such
it open
a.
To, like, put steel, you know, titanium bars and whatnot in there.
Oh,
wow.
So how did you.
I tried to tell people, I tried to warn them about gravity. Gravity's the worst.
How did you
gravity
fall?
Gravity is not
Steve?
Your friend.
Well, I got stuck
hiking, and it seemed
hiking,
like the best
I
way to escape was to jump, but that wasn't the best way.
You
escape
got,
the hike?
You,
it was that bad.
You were like rock scrambling, and you got stuck, and you had to jump off a cliff or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, Ken. You hit it right on the head.
This is making me not want to go outdoors at all.
So do not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it made a cool scar.
It is a cool
I
scar.
I think the theme of our whole show tonight is do not do that.
The theme of the
I
show
can't
is
think
stay
of anything
home.
I've seen or heard tonight that I would want to do.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the scar, and thanks for the call,
Steve. Thanks for that story, and thanks for showing us your scar.
Yeah, it's a hell of a scar.
Yeah, thanks so much from the bottom of our heart. We're so grateful to you.
We're looking for people to upload their scars and then call us about them. We are at 201-209-9368. We're looking for the owner of the collarbone scar. We're looking for the owner of the sandals, the elongated toes and sandal scar.
Yeah, Jackie, you want to give him your private number, the toe guy?
No, thanks.
Hi there.
You have a burner phone just for guys with toes that long?
You're on the air.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Turn the radio.
Oh, my is right. What's your name?
Steve Del Sol.
Okay,
wait, where can we see your scar, son?
Did you post your scar, and what time did you do so?
I did. It's on the chat board.
Yeah, what time?
But what time did it come in?
About 15 minutes ago.
No, okay, about doesn't help.
And what's your name?
Steve Del Sol.
Steve Del Sol.
That doesn't help us either.
No, what do you mean?
Well, we're getting tons and tons of uploploads, and so we need to find you.
Oh, 642.
My name on your chat board.
642.
642.
No, wait, I clicked on it, and it didn't work. The link didn't work.
Oh, no.
I'm kind of
upload it again. Or describe it vividly.
Yeah.
No. Oh, there it is, this one. Hold on.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Oh, thank God. There's a God in heaven.
It didn't work?
Yeah, Steve, try it again. Yeah, we're just getting a blank Imgur page.
Or go about your day, son.
Or get a better scar. Jesus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, or get great toes like me.
It's the toe guy. Wow.
Hey, may I introduce you to my friend Jackie?
Did you use a camera extender of some kind?
Does the FCC know you guys are talking about making fun of people's toes on the radio?
Well, that's
hey, we
a hell
do
of
a whole show. Ken, we could just do a whole show with people's feet. We don't need the scores.
So what's your name? What's your name, Mr. Sandalman?
I'm guessing Jackie will find a way to get to the studio for that one.
Your name again? Sorry.
Bearded Wonder.
Bearded Wonder. Okay, so you have this amazing scar coming down your shin.
Yep.
Dear God, honey.
Andy, are you looking at it?
I am. Is that a bicycle accident?
Nope. No, I have one on the other shin from a bicycle accident, but that one's not.
Can I ask you some yes or no questions?
No.
Is this scar gravity related?
No.
Ooh, an anti-gravity scar.
Did you have a shin splint operation of some sort?
No operation. No.
And this
no
is a little off topic, and I apologize in advance. Where'd you get those cool sandals?
They're Bedrock sandals.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wait. Were you shoplifting the sandals, and the guard tried to stop you at the door?
Nope. That's a good guess, but no.
Okay, so this is interesting. He said that there was no operation involved. It's a straight line. That is the straightest line scar we've seen all night.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is, right?
It does look
weird,
Ken's
yeah
right. It looks surgical. You're absolutely right.
But
Kenny,
it happened, but no, there was no operation.
It was an accident.
No.
It looks more like a burn now that I'm looking at it, but
no,
if you're
stitches
saying it's a scar.
Yeah.
It's not a torn ACL. Oh, cuz there's no surgery.
Nope, not a torn ACL.
No surgery.
No surgery.
Did
can I ask a question? And again, I apologize.
Go
it's
ahead
not completely on topic.
Go
How
ahead
much were the sandals?
They're really expensive.
Yeah, they
you
look
said
very
you can't
expensive
afford
okay
them.
I'm sorry, go on. You were talking about the score.
Did you lean
do you guys want a hint?
Did you lean against something really hot?
No.
Oh,
is it a
although,
burn?
You know what? There was probably, in a sense, heat involved.
Oh.
Heat involved.
Yeah.
You want me to give you a hint?
Yes.
It's
doesn't
animal,
help us at
it's
all.
Animal related.
Animal related.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, is this a stingray scar? Or what? An electric eel?
No, not water related. It was on dry land.
Yeah. A hot,
is it a snake?
A
is
hot animal snake? On dry land.
Exactly.
It's a hot
it's
animal
a
on dry land.
A big hedgehog?
Well, wait, you were in the desert, I'm guessing.
No, I was in the field behind the elementary school near my house.
A beaver?
Nope.
A dog?
It was dog related. That's right. Yep. It was dog related.
Oh, wait. It was a dog in heat. When you said heat, was that a pun?
That's not the kind of heat I was talking about.
Was it a hot dog?
No,
like
it was
you
like
fell
my dog,
and burned
like
his...
my pet.
Did
my
you
pet
hear
dog.
Jackie's guess? Was it a hot dog? Could you hear her? I just want to make sure that wasn't
all right. We're running out of time, bearded
all right,
one.
You want me to tell you what happened?
And Jackie, yeah. I should. This is a good time for me to mention. Jackie will have her own show at this time slot for the next three. The woman that just guessed, was it a hot dog related injury?
A really hot dog.
She was given her own time slot on WFMU.
Amazing, WFMU.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't put anyone on.
Here's what happened. My dog, I had her on like one of those 100-foot-long leashes, and she was running around. We were playing fetch in the park.
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing shorts and sandals just like I am today.
Uh-huh.
The same
and
sandals?
The leash, the thin like nylon leash wrapped around my ankle,
oh,
and
baby.
She took off running, and like
it
like wrecked my ankle, and like my ankle got all infected, all this stuff. It was not good. So it was kind of like
was
it got burned by like,
dog,
the leash like whizzing across my ankle.
Like a rope burn.
Exactly.
And how long after that incident did you put the dog down?
She's still ticking. It's okay.
What?
I just only wear, I wear, you know, more protective clothing when I run around with the dog in the park now.
Yeah, or maybe play fetch without the leash.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to be playing fetch in the school field at all. So,
I see.
You know.
Got it. Or maybe don't do any of it.
Yeah, that's true. I could just do nothing.
Yeah, be like Andy.
Take it from me, baby.
Ignore all your pets and family.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to scar-free Andy Breckman.
Yeah.
Just do nothing.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Bearded Wonder. Nice feet.
Yeah, nice feet.
Ooh, man, does he have nice feet.
Jackie, don't let this one get away.
Long manly toes, little bit.
Yeah,
of
the sandals. He can afford the best sandals.
Little bit of hair on each toe.
He has great anecdotes.
None
like
of this you're describing
dog in the park
is appetizing to me.
Don't let this one get away, honey.
The switchboard is open. We have time for one more call. 201-209-9368. If you have uploaded your scar to our chat board.
And we should take a minute, Ken, to say thanks to everyone. And I want to apologize. I didn't know I would be this distracted up here in Canada.
Yeah, we didn't know you were the showrunner. We thought you were
I do have a job where I have to pretend to be busy.
Yeah, we thought you were just like a lowly scribe, like Bartleby the Scrivener.
Well, I do. I mean, my job involves writing as well, but...
Yeah.
I am sort of on call.
You're the showrunner. You're the showrunner for the Tiffany Network.
Yeah, but wait until you see the show. Don't be too impressed.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve Del Sol. I uploaded at 6:42.
Okay,
6:42. We have one last score. I think this will be our last score for the night.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if it's there this
time.
And it's a big no. Did you upload it again?
Oh, here it is. I got it. We got it. I see it, Ken.
Really?
Oh, wait, it didn't come up.
Well, I cropped it. I cropped it. So maybe you got to scroll down or something.
No, I'm not seeing nothing.
Me either.
Newest. Nope, nothing.
No.
Favorite.
I think you're just full of it.
Nothing.
I think you're punking us.
Sorry, Steve Del Sol.
No.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Is that your collarbone scar?
Yes, this is Slow Suzuki.
Oh, great.
Okay, what time did that come in, Kenny?
I don't know, but I got it, man.
I don't see it. That's all right. I don't need to see it.
Right on his collarbone.
Oh, I
motorcycle.
This one.
Thank you.
Motorcycle crash, but the scar is from the plate. I had a plate put in, and when they took it out, they kind of mangled everything up. So
did
the
they
scar
ever?
Is from the surgery, ooh, not the bone breaking.
Yeah. Wow.
Ugh. Huh. The scar is from the surgery, not the bone breaking. Thank you so much for sharing. And that is maybe all the time we have.
And wait, yeah. What caused the motorcycle accident?
Yeah, what caused the motorcycle?
It was at a racetrack. It was a race.
It was a racetrack.
Ooh, what a cool guy.
Thank you so much for calling. I wish we had more time to hear more details.
Greece,
okay,
too.
Thanks. And that'll be it for us, right, Ken?
Yeah, that's the end of Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies for 3 months.
Jackie, thank you again for we're passing the baton. We know the time slot's in good hands.
Thank you for having me, guys.
I do, you know, I make fun of your subject matter of the design
it's
and
expected.
The font subject matter, but you got to believe me, that's only because it's so stupid.
It's okay. You'll never listen. It's fine.
Yeah, wait till we see the fonts on Andy's Einstein show. You realize you're going to have all sorts of fonts associated with your show, right, Andy?
I don't. I think, you know, people actually are very pleased with the Einstein logo and the fonts we use, but I was not involved in those decisions.
Yeah, who was?
I don't know. I'm napping during most of those meetings.
Did Eve have something to do with it?
Eve probably did, much more than me. You can give him the credit or the blame.
All right. Well, good luck, Andy. Have a good summer up there in Montreal.
You're the best. Thanks. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah,
thanks,
don't
Jackie.
Don't
thanks
die.
Okay.
Don't die or go mute or, you know, lose your mind.
Right?
Get any scars.
I love you. I love you, Ken.
I love you more.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon.
See you in September. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Jackie, thanks for coming in, and good luck with the show.
Thank you.
I can't wait. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. My wonderful wife, Dolly, just dropped in here, so we have to play Hello, Dolly, of course. Hello, Dolly. Thank you. So here's another tune, my wife's favorite, another wife's favorite, Night and Day. Then she changed it to Once in a While, then she changed it to Where or When. I don't know why she... One of my favorite couples is here, Bill and Betty. I've got to play a little tune that starts off like a ton of bricks, and you say, oh, my goodness, we got to listen to this, you know. But it really absolves into something much different.